Welcome to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. And now, experience the good life today.
Aloha from Honolulu, Hawaii. I'm Danny Yamashiro. Welcome to The Good Life. We're here to help unleash your God-given purpose. From his youth, David Wilson was active in various volunteer ministries, including being part of a Christian rock group in the late 1980s. From 1990, he worked in various management positions within the computer retail industry. In 1995, he moved to Hawaii, where he eventually received his calling to pastor and left the computer industry to pursue full-time ministry. We pause for a moment. As you can tell, Pastor Dave Wilson has gone through various transitions in life. And to a certain point, there are various changes that take place in each of our lives. And I don't know exactly where you are in a process of change. Change can be really good, you know. But we pause to remind you that the reason we have the Good Life Radio program is that in the midst of change, however you perceive it, whether it's convenient or inconvenient or anticipated or completely taking you by surprise, that in the midst of it, God loves you so much that he sent his son, Jesus Christ, to die on the cross for your sins, for mine, for Pastor Dave Wilson. He shed his precious blood on that cross to wash our sins away. He was buried, and 3 days later, oh dear friend, he rose again from the grave, and the living Christ calls you to himself at this very moment. Yes, you. You can have a personal relationship with Almighty God through faith in Jesus. Would you put your trust in him? In Christ who paid the penalty to make it possible so that you could know God in a very personal way. Well, that's our heart. And that's why Dave Wilson is here today. He is presently an ordained minister with the International Church of the Four Square Gospel. He served as a senior pastor and Bible teacher of Hope Chapel Westside since 1998. He's married to his wife and best friend, Tammy. They have 3 children and 1 grandchild. And a wonderful spiritual family in the church. Pastor David, welcome to our show.
Thank you.
Well, I hear of Lawndale, California, a place where you grew up in a loving Christian home. What was it like growing up in Lawndale?
Well, at that time it was a little bit of a rough neighborhood. Mm. I really attribute my spiritual influence, my first spiritual influence, to my mother. Mm. She led me to the Lord at the age of 5. I remember her praying with me out in our front yard, and she was asking me if I wanted Jesus in my heart, and I just remember that really clear and vividly, and it's been a real journey from then.
Yeah. You mentioned your mother as being a real influence.
Yes.
In what ways did she influence you?
Well, she really communicated the love of God. You know, how much she always told all of us kids that they loved us, but they didn't just say it, they showed it. They weren't afraid, my mom and dad, to show affection in front of us children. Towards one another, and but she would always talk about the Lord, and she was a missionary for a while before she settled down to start a family.
When you say Dad and Mom showed their affection,
yes,
towards one another, what did it do for you as a child?
Really made me feel safe. most of my friends growing up were from divorced homes, and where mom and dad weren't together. And in the back of my head, there was always that thought, you know, what if that happened to me? And it just, I guess, it had a feeling of security.
Hmm. We don't often talk about that, Dave. The importance of that. And again, we have to be, I think, a little sensitive because not everybody is expressive in various ways, maybe even in that way. Mm-hmm. But the beneath it, the importance of that intangible feeling of safety mm-hmm. when a child knows that dad and mom are okay. They love each other.
Yeah.
They're in it for the long haul. I think there's great value to that. And I appreciate you sharing that. Now, you came to Christ at an early age. Talk to us about your journey of faith from then when you said you were 5 years old in front of the house, in the front yard. How did you grow in your faith?
Well, we attended church pretty much the whole time when I was a child. It was really, I believe, in seventh grade, we started going to this other church. I had an experience there called the baptism of the Holy Spirit. And I felt really the love of God. And I remember really from seventh grade on, just something different, something special about God. He just became more real to me, and I would say that was really a kind of a turning point.
So, okay, turning point. How?
Well, I think for me, up until that point, it was just something that I did because my parents did. You know, I went to Sunday school because my parents went to Sunday school. I understood that God loved me, but it was really kind of that sense, more in a personal sense, I would say. And it wasn't just a knowledge, but I could feel the love of God.
Now, today you're pastoring.
Yes.
Now, you were in the computer industry before that. Talk to us about how you received your calling to be a pastor.
Well, I moved here in 1995, and I had gotten a job here at a computer retailer. And at that time, I was married to another person. And unfortunately, there came a point in my life previously, for about 7 years previous to that, where I kind of turned away from walking with God, from really walking in obedience, and got into a relationship. And I felt distant and I was always trying to fix it, but fix it on my own. And somehow I thought getting married would make me fix it and make me feel better. And when we came over here to Hawaii, I thought that was another move, maybe moving somewhere else. That would fix it. That would make me feel better. It would make everything okay. Everything would just maybe work out. And probably wasn't a month after that we moved that I kind of had a bomb dropped on me. She asked me for a divorce. And it kind of took me by surprise, but it really didn't. And it was a real wake-up call. And we eventually... we had no children. We eventually parted ways, And it was just a time for me to really humble myself and really call it to God. I was broken. It's really broken.
What caused you, even before this, to... You said for about 7 years or so you had drifted away from the Lord. What caused that to happen?
Well, like many people I've talked to, I got involved in a sexual relationship outside marriage. And I think there's a reason that Jesus really warns in many passages about sexual sin. And unfortunately, that became more of an influence in my life and really kind of drew me away from really having a relationship with God. And like I said, I tried to make things better, tried to fix them on my own.
And this is with your wife?
Yeah. But when we got over here and we went through that whole process and just, I never asked God why, because I never blamed God. I knew that I was bearing the fruit of my own decisions. So I never blamed him. But there were a lot of tears.
Mm-hmm.
And I surrounded myself. I was wounded and I knew I needed a hospital. So what I did was I found the first church. I was a Hope Chapel. I came from a Hope Chapel. And I surrounded myself with friends, got into small groups, and just poured my heart out.
You made a choice.
Yes.
To, well, not to blame God.
Mm.
You made those decisions. That was a choice, but you made a choice not to blame.
Right.
You also made a choice when the bottom fell out of your life to go to church, to receive the strength, the comfort, the friends that were there. You know, Pastor Dave Wilson, today the bottom has fallen out for someone. It could be in a marital relationship. It could be in a friendship. It could be at work. It could be the bottom falling out because of a physical ailment, a hearing news of something that just is absolutely devastating. The bottom has fallen out.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe God has brought you here for a purpose, because there's a certain qualification that we're given by God when we really blow it.
Mm.
It seems so odd. It seems almost like it should be a disqualification, but in some strange way, we could say by God's grace, it becomes a qualification, a ticket to the hearts of most people in the world who are also struggling. More from Pastor Dave Wilson. He'll share more about this when we come back. Stay with us.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Active lifestyles are promoted for healthy living. This involves exercise and a range of sporting activities. There are times, though, when injuries take place resulting from sports, work, or even the effects of age. In some cases, surgical care is necessary to facilitate proper healing. That's the time to call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, with offices at both Polymomi and Kuakini. Dr. Calvin Oishi has treated patients with the compassion, care, and expertise second to none. Call orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi, 484-2042, 484-2042.
There was a time when filling up your gas tank was a full-service experience. The attendant would look under your hood, check your oil and water, check your tires, and wipe your windows, all while your tank's being filled. Burt's Union Service Station on School Street still does it. They also provide auto repair services with master mechanics to give your car the needed fixing to keep it going a long time, so your dollars stretch with a lasting, smoothly running vehicle. Visit them today. Burt's Union on School Street.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
Well, you know, it's good news. It's good news when you hear someone who, yeah, they can say, man, the bottom of my life just fell out. It is as though the earth, you know, I fell into a deep pit. The earth swallowed me up, as it were. And I wondered if there was any way possible to reemerge. And by the grace of God, our guest today has reemerged with more wisdom, more strength, more understanding, more insight, more compassion, more sensitivity. His name is Pastor Dave Wilson. Pastor Dave is this founding and senior pastor of Hope Chapel Westside. And he's in studio with us today. To find out more about our program, perhaps you're tuning in right now, you can hear the program in its entirety at thegoodlifehawaii.com. And to find out more about Hope Chapel Westside, well, just that, hopechapelwestside.net. Well, the Lord brought you back, Pastor Dave, through a really rough season, and help you put your life back together. Before our break, we were talking about you go to another Foursquare church. When you're in the pit of despair, what happened? What church was that? What happened when you went there? How did God begin to restore you?
Well, I started attending Hope Chapel Kapolei. And it was really interesting because they just embraced me, showed me the grace and the love of Jesus, and I got to gain a lot of friendships there. Pastor John Honnold took me under his wing, discipled me, and it was really interesting. But even before he discipled me, something happened. I had I had my job. I had a place to stay. Things were going good. And I started to think, I was driving home one day, and I started to think to myself, hey, you know what? I'm going to start dating again. I'm going to start doing these, you know, I'm going to build my life back up. And I actually heard my name. I heard somebody say David, and I thought it was a radio or it was something, but the radio was off. Was strange. So I parked my car and I heard my name again, but it was inside my heart. And I knew it was the Lord. I said, Lord, is that you? Said, yes. What do you want? Do you trust me? He says. And I said, yeah, I trust you. Do you trust me with your whole life? Yes. Yes, I do, Lord. Then feed my sheep. So clear. And I had this experience. I've heard people say they have their life flash before their eyes. And I saw it. every moment, every time in my life where the Lord was trying to tell me that he wanted me to be a pastor, and I kept saying no. And I just cried like a baby there in my car. And I thought, oh, I did not know that was you, God. Because but he had wanted me to be his minister. And I kept running away, kept going the other direction, you know, like Jonah. Mm-hmm. And I said, Lord, I'm so sorry. You have the title deed to my life. I will not do it my way anymore. Whatever you want, your will be done. And I walked in the next, I think a couple days after that, and I talked to Pastor John, and he looked at me, he says, oh yeah, I know. What do you mean you know? I said, he told me that Friday night I walked in the door to his church. He knew exactly that God was going to be calling me into the ministry. He just kept it to himself until the right time. And I just was blown away.
Now you've been pastoring the church for, 17 years?
Yes.
So there's some stick-to-itiveness there.
Yes.
How did it all come about?
After I talked to Pastor John, and again, he took me under his wing, he discipled me, was in various ministries, shepherding many churches. But there came a point when he asked all of us to fast. There were several other people, and he asked us to fast and to pray about, you know, pastoring, you know, our calling. Up until that point, you know, I was just thinking of being a pastor, like an assistant pastor, not starting a church. That wasn't even in my mind. I thought I was just to be in the ministry, you know, a supporting pastor of some sort. Well, I fasted for 4 days, and then I ended the fast. And when I was praying, I had another strange experience. And again, I've not had one like this since. But I would call it a vision, because it was like a dream, but I wasn't asleep. I had my eyes closed, and I saw myself preaching. And when I opened my eyes, and I was shaking it, and I thought, okay, that is not what I'm going to do. I cannot be a senior pastor. This must be my imagination. So I prayed. I said, Lord, I'm not going to tell anybody what I just saw, but if that's you, then you tell Pastor John and his council, and they're going to have to tell me, because I still struggled with that idea that I could be that guy. 3 hours after this, I get a call, and he pretty much repeats word for word what I just prayed. This is Pastor John. I talked to our council, and we made a decision. We believe God's called you to pastor this new church plant. And so was my burning bush experience. Mm-hmm. And I know not everybody that's called into the ministry has maybe something so dramatic like that, but I think I was really hard of hearing, and God really just wanted me to know, yes, I am calling you. Mm-hmm.
Well, the Lord has given you a unique voice with depth. I can imagine, you know, the way it resounds. You were also in a rock band.
Yes.
A Christian rock band. musician?
I was one of the founding members, and it was called IHL, which stood for In His Love. I played lead guitar and backing vocals, and it was my job to preach the gospel, interestingly enough. And we played clubs, we played for youth groups, we played any place they would let us.
Is this in California?
This was in Los Angeles, California. And actually, I would have about a 5-minute talk. I preached the gospel, and we saw kids raise their hand. We saw kids get saved.
What was your talk? Do you remember what you would say?
Yeah. I pretty much just said, you know, Jesus died on the cross for you. And no matter what you've done, no matter what you've been through, he loves you and he wants you. But the decision is yours. I just remembered the parts I really liked was preaching the gospel more even than playing the guitar.
Maybe that was an early indicator.
Yes,
that
I think
the Lord
so.
was preparing, or at least calling you to fulfill this calling, this purpose that he's had for your life, Dave Wilson. Now, as you started the church, you, like we say, 17 years, it's a significant amount of time. What lessons has the Lord taught you as a church planter and senior pastor?
Wow. To really listen to him. I think if you were going to plant a church, you really need to be a person of prayer. It's about having compassion, you know, for others. There's so many lessons, but I think really you're also a lifelong student.
Well, you just threw out a few things there that I think would be relatable / applicable to someone that's going to venture out to start something. I mean, well, you're talking as a church planter. There's the element of an entrepreneur in that of a church planter. But from a spiritual standpoint, a spiritual man, a spiritual woman who's going to venture out to do something, to create something, to do something out of obedience to God that has not yet been done, at least not by you or by our listener, they're going to go through certain times, certain ebbs and flows in the seasons of a transition. When we come back, Dave, let's talk about that. You mentioned the importance of prayer. You mentioned the importance of listening to God. I'm wondering if a businessman, even a businesswoman, could say, hey, does that apply to me, to listen to God, to hear what God has to say? Huh? Could God even be involved with my business plan? Could God even be involved with my staff? Could God be placing me in this place to have a spiritual influence, even in the marketplace, in the business world? And you know what? Maybe, Dave Wilson, maybe there are people in ministry right now that are going to want to know, hey, how do you last so long? 17 years, man. Someone says I've been in it 5 years, and I want to quit.
Yeah.
I really want to quit. I wonder, have you ever wanted to throw in the towel, so to speak? Well, Dave Wilson will share with us that answer when we come back.
Wandering the road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath a barren sky. Leave it to me. I'll lead you home.
Have you heard the stories on the Good Life Hawaii radio show with Danny Amashiro and his guests?
Yup. I listen to Danny's show every day. Those testimonies inspire me in my life at work, with my family, and in my relationship with God.
Did you ever visit thegoodlifehawaii.com? There's all kinds of resources there. Danny Amashiro has interviewed hundreds of guests on subjects like parenting, business, relationships, depression, overcoming addiction, hope, and so much more.
As a matter of fact, I have. Did you know there are videos where Danny prays for your family, your finances, even a video I've used to help lead my friends to Christ?
Wow. And I hear Danny is offering special opportunities and benefits for his Good Life Partnership Club members.
Yep. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and remember to connect with Danny on Facebook. Follow him on Twitter, too. That's Danny Yamashiro.
I'm going to visit thegoodlifehawaii.com today.
A healthy smile can make all the difference. But where do you go for healthy teeth? Dr. Kerry Ishihara is a specialist in general dentistry in Wahiawa. With more than 20 years of experience, Dr. Ishihara serves the people of Wahiawa, including a special focus on military families. As a lieutenant colonel in the U.S. Army Reserves, he understands the needs of soldiers and families in our military community. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is proud to have Dr. Kerry Ishihara as an anchor sponsor. Call him at 621-8281. That's 621-8281.
Do you need a specialist in cosmetic dentistry? Someone who can bring the best in you from the inside out. Let Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa help you. His warmth, compassion, and expertise provides all the assurance needed for your dental needs. Visit Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry in Kaneohe. Call him at 235-4525 to make an appointment today. That's 235-4525. Or visit jeffmiyazawa.com. Windward Family Dentistry, where a lifetime of smiles is created.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com. Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guest.
So you put your heart and soul into it. You know, God has called you to do it. You're engaged, focused. You even have support. I mean, other people are around with you to make it happen. They're putting in their resources to make it happen. And you pull the trigger and you go and you launch this venture that you believe God has called you to do. And you ride on the wave of emotion for quite some time. You are expecting, in fact, that quote-unquote honeymoon period to end at some point. It lasted longer than you expected. And then you begin to settle in on the realities. And a year goes by, a second year goes by, and you, all these dreams and visions that you had, they're not all clicking and clocking like the way you thought. You begin to wonder, did I miss something? And in the meantime, you're starting to get tired. You're not running with 100% capacity like you did before. Did I miss the call of God? Did I not listen to him? Was I not obedient? And should I do something else? And beneath it all, you're just feeling like, I am tired. I just want to quit. What do you do at that point? You're listening to the Good Life Hawaii Radio Show. I don't mean to bring you down with that opening. In fact, I hope to bring you up. You can find out more about this program. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. You can get this program in its entirety for free because Pastor Dave Wilson is here with us. Before our break, I asked the question. He didn't answer it. We went into break. But I asked the question, as a church planter of 17 years, has Dave Wilson ever felt like quitting? I'm going to ask him that now. Pastor Dave, by the way, hopechapelwestside.net, that's how you can find out more about him. But Pastor Dave, answer that. Have you ever felt like quitting as a pastor, as you've been in ministry?
More than once. What you said is actually really true. And what I've learned is there are expectations that we put on ourselves. There are expectations that other people put on us. And I often find they're very different than what God actually expects. And I find that He is a lot more graceful, a lot more loving, and He only expects what He's really equipped us to do. And I came to a point probably about 3.5 years into the ministry where I thought, I give up. You know, I told my wife, I don't know if I can do this anymore. And I was just in tears because just conflict, people not, things not sinking the way I think they should. And I really kind of questioned myself.
Now, this moment, someone might be questioning themselves. It might be in a church plant situation, scenario. It might be in a relationship. It might be in business. They look at the bottom line and they say, oh, we're in the red, or we've been here for so long and the reorganization plan hasn't worked. And they're just tired. How did the Lord, obviously you stayed on, but what did the Lord speak to you about at that time when you were thinking about quitting?
Well, it's interesting because I think that evening we had a meeting with the other pastors, and there was a lady who had a gift of prophecy, Jean Darnell. She ministered with Amy Simple McPherson, so that tells you how long she's been around. And I remember just she had a time with me and my wife, and she had no idea what was going on earlier that day. And she just told me one thing. She said, "The Lord says, you do not lay down your sword, give your sword to another. He has given it to you. You continue to preach the word of God." And that was all that I needed. I just thought, and I've remembered ever since that day, I thought, thank you, Lord. You know, it was a word of encouragement, I think. But for me personally, at the end of the day, no matter what anybody else says, no matter what other people put on you, no matter what you put on yourself, you know, you got to remember that God is the one that put you there, and God is the one that's going to provide for you. You got to be needy. You know, being in the ministry, you need to be needy. And I mean that in a good way. You never think that you can just do it on your own. You just lean on God. You lean into Him. And He provides what you need in the moment.
See, that's a very interesting phrase that you put, and the juxtaposition of how neediness is necessary in ministry, because it's so contradictory to our instincts. We want to be self-sufficient. We want to be independent. I can do it. Thank you, Lord. I've got it from here. But what you're saying, Dave, is we've got to be needy. That sounds like a beggar. That sounds so undignified. That sounds so beyond what we really want. How do you explain that?
Well, that's an interesting thing, is because life with God is so contrary to life in the world, and it's really it's hard to put into words and hard to teach that sometimes. It's something that you have to catch, I think. And you don't really understand it until you go through the hard times. when you go through the hard times, it's that's the teaching moment. That's the moment of opportunity. Do I continue to just think that, oh, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that? Or do I finally just stop?
Okay. So what I'm hearing is, and help me shade in the areas that I'm missing. And I may be way off. But what I think I'm hearing is that when somebody is at the breaking point, feeling, thinking, saying that they want to quit, when those words are formulating in their mind and they're articulating them, it's going into the atmosphere, that might be that precious moment. Yes. Where they are at the wondrous crossroads wherein, if they choose to say, God, I am needy. I've got nothing left. I've run out or beyond myself. Could that be the point where the breakthroughs of the Lord begin to be seen, be known, be experienced?
Absolutely.
But one could go the other way too.
True.
One could go the other way. And that other way could be the way of independence. But it could also be the way of loneliness, a way of, not to say that it's not lonely even in the process, but, cutting yourself off from the Lord. Maybe that's something we ought to be very careful about. Because today, if you lean in on God, that's what Dave Olson is saying, I think. Stay with us, we'll be back.
The road of desperate life, aimlessly beneath the barren sky. Leave it to me, I'll lead you home.
Danny Yamashiro Ministries presents the Good Life Partnership Club. Join today and receive Danny Yamashiro's inspirational biography, Paradise Calls, as an ebook, a slice of the Good Life CD by mail, a monthly personal letter from Danny that include inspiring devotionals, insider's access of news stories to share, and quarterly newsletters featuring guests, resources, and opportunities for ministry. Plus, a personal invitation to have dinner with Danny Yamashiro this year and a special Christmas gift exclusively for club members. All this for a minimum monthly commitment of just $25 per month at thegoodlifehawaii.com. For less than $1 per day, the Good Life Partnership Club membership will enrich you and multiply by spreading the hope of Jesus Christ to millions across the United States and the world. People like your family and friends. Join today at thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. That's thegoodlifehawaii.com.
Hi, this is Danny Yamashiro. Many people tell me how much the Good Life Hawaii radio show has made a difference in their lives, how they've shared our free podcast with friends and family from thegoodlifehawaii.org. Others have connected with us on Facebook and Twitter. This is made possible through our corporate sponsors. A big mahalo to Waiawa dentist Dr. Kerry Ishihara, Dr. Jeffrey K. Miyazawa of Windward Family Dentistry, Burt's Union Service Station on School Street, Michael Beasley of Kaiani, Fran Valarmia Kahawai of Properties International Limited, Chinen and Arinaga Financial Group Incorporated, L&S Marine Services Consultants, and orthopedic surgeon Dr. Calvin Oishi. To find out how to become a corporate sponsor, click Partners at thegoodlifehawaii.org. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show, Hawaii's only local inspirational Christian talk show on 99.5, weekdays at 2 p.m. and 12 midnight, providing opportunities to connect family and friends with Jesus Christ.
Listening to The Good Life with Danny Yamashiro. The Good Life Hawaii Radio Show is a program of Danny Yamashiro Ministries, a division of Jesus Christ is Calling You. Contact Danny on Facebook and Twitter or visit him at www.thegoodlifehawaii.org. Now, let's rejoin Danny and his special guests.
Okay, now, hopechapelwestside.net. Hopechapelwestside.net, that's how you can find out more about Pastor David Wilson and his ministry there, ministry of 17 years on the west side of Oahu. But yeah, what about that? What about those moments when you feel like throwing in the towel and you really feel it? You feel it. You want to do it. You think anything can be better than this. And yet, you hear a word today that says, look, it's important to be needy before God in whatever you're doing. And I think it applies beyond just church planting. It applies to you, my dear friend, as a business owner. It applies to you, dear sister, dear brother, as a father, as a mother. It applies to you, dear young one, young friend of mine, young friend of ours, who is thinking about your career or finishing up in school or finishing up your project, whatever it might be. To be needy before God. Pastor Dave Wilson, you chose when a prophecy was given. Don't let God gave you the sword. Don't let someone else pick it up. You preached the word. You went to a crossroads in your life and you made a choice. What happened after you chose to surrender and to be needy before God?
I think it just came back to a place of where remembering what I've been preaching to everybody else, that God loves me, that he's got an incredible plan for my life, that he didn't make a mistake. You know, sometimes as preachers, we preach all these messages, but we have to remember and go back and take them to heart, especially the things about God's love for us. But the decision that I made, I went before him in prayer and said, okay, God, what do I do? And really just wanted me to make bold decisions. And so I made bold decisions in regards to leadership and, you know, arranging things in the church, but without worrying about the consequences, without worrying about what others think, but just what God wants me to do. What does God want? That's what matters. And things really did work out.
Give us an example. How does, I mean, it sounds great.
Yeah.
When we say things worked out.
Right.
But how?
I think the leaders saw the confidence in me, and that kind of affected them as well. I mean, it was rather than me worrying about how everybody felt, I think that they just they knew the direction, they knew the vision of the church more clearly, and I had to make some changes with those that maybe weren't on board, but really. It really comes right down to just trusting in the leading of the Lord.
So I'm trying to translate what's happening and understand that what I'm seeing, hearing is that as the Lord was working in your life, Pastor, there was a strengthening and clarity of resolve.
Yes.
That went on the inside.
Right.
That, well, should we say, bolstered your leadership.
Sure.
Because you had greater clarity.
Sure.
And strength.
Yes.
Of where God was leading, where you were going as a pastor of the church. You see, this is something, am I on track?
You're right on track, yes.
I think in light of that, what would you say to someone who, you know, you've got people of various vocations in your church, to apply the lesson that you learned as a pastor, what would you say to them? Let's say they are at the crossroads. Maybe they're struggling. A word of encouragement to them from the lessons you've learned.
I would say, I would just encourage whoever's listening that you trust in the calling, the gifts that God's given you. He's put you in the place he's put you for a reason, to shine his light. And if you're like me, you may struggle with insecurities, questioning the different decisions that you've made along the way. But here's the thing. Go back to what God has given you. Go back to the vision He's given you. And really, I mean, if you have a good friend that knows you really well, you can bounce it off of them. And hopefully that's a godly person in your life. That's always a good thing. But I think that the boldness and the strength is really going to come from the Lord. Read the Psalms. Many of the Psalms are very encouraging. King David was one who struggled many times, but the Lord strengthened him even in those times of trial. And I would definitely recommend going through the Psalms if you're going through a time like this.
Well, let's fast forward to present day. What has the Lord put on your heart right now in this season of ministry?
I would say it's really finding hope. There is a lot of hopeless situations or hopeless seeming situations in the world right now. A lot of young people are looking at us adults, and we're talking about the end of the world. We're talking about the wars. We're talking about all these politics and all these things. And I'm seeing young people anxious, kind of nervous, going, well, what am I going to do? Am I going to even have a life? And I would say we need to preach the hope of Jesus Christ. And there is hope in Him. There's hope for everybody in Him. And that's really where my heart is at. And not only that hope, but that He can provide healing for whatever wounds are in your life. But it's that, again, that neediness, that just giving it over to Him, just trusting Him.
You talk about healing, the need for hope. I can think of nothing better, at least at this point, Pastor Dave, to ask you to pray. Pray for our dear listener right now, someone who is in need of healing and in need of hope in the midst of their own transition or change, the crossroads of their life.
Sure. Lord Jesus, we just come to You right now. And Lord, we just pray for whoever is listening, whoever is feeling hopeless, whoever is questioning their future. Lord God, would You just move upon their heart, that You would become real to them. Lord, that You would bring people, encouraging people around them. Lord, Your spiritual family in the church. And Lord, we just pray, Lord, for Your spirit of hope to move in our preaching, to move in our churches, for us to show our young people, the new generation, Lord, the way. Mm-hmm. Your way. Lord, we just lift all these people up to You in Your precious name, Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Pastor Dave, we've got just a quick minute or so, and so let's talk about your granddaughter. a big smile beams across his face. Mm-hmm. Tell us about your granddaughter and what's it like being a grandparent?
Oh, she's wonderful. 6.5 years old. Just a real joy. Because I helped raise my three boys, all stepsons. I did not have the opportunity to have our own child from birth. So I really experienced that as a grandparent, watching her grow up. And being a grandparent is so different. You don't have them all week long. You get them on the weekends, maybe, unless you're raising them, of course. But she's just a joy, just an absolute joy to me and my wife.
What kind of world? Now, we've started kind of lighthearted, right? This is somewhat heavy, But what kind of world do you think? And what's her name?
Danity.
Danity?
Yes.
Okay. What kind of world and do you think she's going to grow up in?
I think she's going to grow up probably in a nation that has, where you might see a revival of the true church rising up. Mm. I think we're coming to that place where people are needy and they want the real Jesus. And I think it's hard to say, but I think that there's a great opportunity for this generation. And I think I have hope. I think we are going to see, I don't know if you call it a revival or what you would call it, but I think there's going to be a wonderful opportunity for her generation.
Danity.
Danity.
Hey, you heard it from Pastor Dave Wilson. He's looking upon the future as one of great hope. Again, juxtaposed, when he talks about neediness, it will probably, the neediness and a great change or the lift, a revival of sorts, awakening in our next generation, the generation of the young ones.
Yes.
How old is she?
Six and a half.
Well, that will come because of a great level of desperation. And I think if we look around, we can see there are good reasons to think that. There are good reasons to see the turmoils, the calamities that happen. Not to be doomsday prophets, just to be realistic of what's going on and even more spiritually acute to what the Lord may be doing in our hearts in preparation for that to take place. A parting shot in about 30 seconds. What can we do today to prepare for that?
I think basically we need to be people of prayer, take prayer seriously. I think that don't worry about being a friend of the world. Just focus on your friendship with God. And live it out. Mm. Being testifying is more than just talking. It's 90% living.
And there you have it. Live it out. Be a person of prayer. I hope you've been encouraged by the story, the heart-to-heart sharing of Pastor David Wilson, HopeChapelWestside.net. That's how you can find out more about him. And you know what? There's no better time than right now, dear friend, to share the love of Jesus with someone near you. If you haven't done so yourself, hey, look, this is the perfect moment to open your heart to Jesus Christ. I hope you'll do it. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com. Click Get to Know Jesus, and I've got a special presentation for you there to help us with your financial support, to make a donation. Again, thegoodlifehawaii.com. When you go there, click Partners. James 2:17 says, so you see, faith by itself isn't enough unless it produces good deeds. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless. It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to our guest, Pastor David Wilson. Find out more at HopeChapelWestside.net. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let him unleash your God-given purpose today. The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. I hope you've been encouraged by the story of Pastor David Wilson. You can find out more about him at HopeChapelWestside.net. You know what? There's no better time than right now to share the love of Christ with someone near you. And if you haven't done so, look, this is the perfect moment, my friend, to open your heart to Jesus Christ. Go to thegoodlifehawaii.com, click Get to Know Jesus. I've got a special presentation for you there. And to help us with your financial support, well, To make a donation, go to thegoodlifehawaii.com and click Partners. James 2:17 says, "So you see, faith by itself isn't enough. Unless it produces good deeds, it is dead and useless." It's always a blessing to be with you. A special thank you to Pastor Dave Wilson. Find out more, hopechapelwestside.net. Until next time, along with my technical producer, Chaz Ontai, guest coordinator, Jamie Lee Kwai, and web designer, Arlen Nagata, I'm Danny Yamashiro. Remember, the Lord is with you. Let Him unleash your God-given purpose today.
Thank you for listening in on today's broadcast of The Good Life with host Danny Yamashiro. We hope that today's program has been a blessing for you. The Good Life radio program is listener supported, and we'd like to encourage you to pray about becoming a sponsor or donor. Your support makes it possible for us to continue to minister to God's people through The Good Life. To become a sponsor or to make a donation, please visit thegoodlifehawaii.org. That's thegoodlifehawaii.org. And may God richly bless you with The Good Life. Just leave it to me. I'll leave.